Greetings, loving viewers, and welcome. Father's Day is just around the corner, and on June 21st this year, millions of people will be spending quality time with the dads, granddads, and the dad-like loved ones in their lives. Father's Day is the perfect occasion to show them just how much we love and appreciate them. After all, for many of us, it was Dad who helped us first learn how to walk. He helped us up when we fell down. He took care of us when we were small. Oftentimes, Dad would have to spend his time away from the comforts of home, working hard and caring little for his own needs, all to provide for the well-being of those who depend on him. Yet, even when he was tired after coming home from work, Dad made time to play with us. He taught us things like how to pray, and showed us by example how to help others in need. Irish actor Jack O'Connor, a vegetarian, shares with us his memory of his beloved father.
When I think of Father's Day, I think of my dad. And when I was a little boy, every morning I was woken up with a warm face cloth. And that's how he got me up to go to school, which was probably one of the nicest ways you could possibly, you know, get to go to a day with teachers telling you what to do. My father's always been a kind, compassionate man, and I love him. And Father's Day is an opportunity for all of us to say thank you to the fathers that we have, whether they're, you know, flawed or perfect. I'm fortunate that I have my own.
Through ups and downs in life, Dad always holds out his warm hands for us to hold and offers strong shoulders to lean on. Dad is a leader for the family. In the case of Mr. Edgar Espinoza Rodriguez, famous writer and newspaper columnist of Costa Rica, it was he who led the family in a more compassionate lifestyle, which enhanced the family's closeness even more. Mr. Espinoza Rodriguez and his son Edgar tell us how.
La relación con mi padre ha sido magnífica. Es un gran padre, gran persona. Y compartimos muchos ideales, en especial uno que me gustaría mencionar es el amor por los animales, el respeto por la vida. Al punto de que yo soy vegetariano desde hace casi 3 años, él casi que toda la vida ha sido vegetariano también.
Y en mi casa había muchas gallinas y eran mis amigas. Y lo más impactante para mí en aquel momento fue cuando me pedían que las cogiera, porque ese día llegaba una visita a mi casa y harían arroz con pollo. Con esa gallina que era mi amiga, con esa gallina con la que yo compartía siempre, se convirtió para mí en un trauma. Y desde ese momento, nunca yo comí gallina, y lo mismo me ocurrió con el resto de los animales.
En esta familia nos hemos dado cuenta de la importancia del respeto a toda forma de vida. Nos sentimos mucho mejor juntos, disfrutamos muchísimo el tiempo juntos. Y todo a través de una visión más abierta, una visión más compasiva, ¿verdad? Que como les digo, ha fortalecido mucho nuestros vínculos interpersonales.
Tough on the outside, gentle on the inside, Dad will always be the big star and hero of our lives.
I have a fantastic dad.
What do you like about your dad?
I like that he's down to earth. He's a good friend to have.
I know the fact that he lets me be myself.
My dad's a very, very humble, accepting person. I play hockey and soccer, and my dad's always there in the stands.
Did you once believe that your dad knew everything? As we grow up, though we learn he may not have all the answers, we love him ever more. Yet some people will keep believing.
What makes your dad a special father?
He's a genius.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
In what way?
Everything I ask him, he knows everything.
Uh-huh.
He helps me whatever I need. Yeah, so he's a genius. Yeah.
Exactly one century ago, in 1909, a woman named Sonora Smart Dodd in the U.S. was listening to a Mother's Day sermon at church one Sunday. The lecture inspired her to have a special day dedicated to fathers because after her mother had passed away, Miss Dodd's father was the one who took care of her and her siblings. Miss Dodd wanted to let her father know that she loved him and appreciated his sacrifices. So on June 19, 1910, her father's birthday, she held the first Father's Day celebration. Then, after many more years, finally in 1972, the U.S. President officially established the third Sunday of June of each year as a permanent National Father's Day. Many other countries today also honor their fathers on this day. So how should Father's Day be celebrated? We ask some fathers what it is they wished for.
Whatever thing they give me is always great, you know, even if it's just a hi, Daddy. Happy Father's Day.
I'd want to know that that he was proud of me. I guess that's something that all fathers want to hear from their son.
Wow, dads are humble, but there is something to take note of here. On Father's Day, dads often receive store-bought presents from their children. But ask any father, and we soon find that it's the invisible gifts that make his everyday priceless. Today we will look at some great ways to spend quality time with our dads that will leave the long-lasting gift of memories. First, you can start by telling him how much you love him.
I love you, Daddy.
Baba, 我爱你.
And let him know why you appreciate him.
Papa, merci. Merci d'avoir eu tout ce courage, cette patience avec, avec tous ces changements qui se passent.
There are lots of things that you can do with Dad. We'll take a look at some of them when we return. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to our program as we get ready for Father's Day this Sunday, June 21st. Next, it's time to spend some fun day with Dad. Supreme Master Television went around the world to look for dads and kids bonding with one another. We found that it's the ordinary things we do together that often bring the most special memories. Let's find out what some families were up to. For Father's Day or on any day, you can play all types of sports. It's a great way to get exercise and enjoy the outdoors as well. There's nothing like a good, tasty vegan barbecue. It's cholesterol-free, perfect for Dad's tender heart.
Happy Father's Day!
For something a bit more exciting, consider an indoor rock climbing adventure with Dad.
哎呦! 爸爸,让我上去一下。
你抓这里, 你的手抓这里。
For an activity that's wholesome and practical, you can go to a farmer's market together to browse the flavorful vegetables and fruit they have to offer, and maybe even create a delicious vegan meal with all the fresh produce you bought. Or, for do-it-yourself folks, why not plant some vegetables with Dad for the family? There is nothing quite like the satisfaction of watching life grow from the soil.
Just lay them down and then just cover them up as they are.
An educational and enjoyable way to spend time together is going to a museum. There are lots of different fascinating museums, such as science, art, and natural history museums.
Qu'est-ce que tu fais quand c'est la fête des papas?
Je fais des cartes. Je lui fais une carte.
Tu fais une carte à tous les années?
Oui.
Wow, bravo!
The world of fine arts and music offer a chance for you and your dad to enjoy being creative. this father-son pair is learning how to make pottery. Did you know that Father's Day is also a time to honor your grandfather? One very special way to spend Father's Day is to spend it with your mom's or dad's dad. They will be so happy to see their loved ones. These are just some examples of ways to spend time with Dad. At the end of the day, it's not what you choose to so much as how you both had a good time together.
What makes your dad a special dad?
Well, when I first came to Australia and I didn't know any English, my dad taught me a song and it went, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy, he's the best. Daddy, Daddy, Daddy." Yes.
He taught you that, did he?
Yes.
When Father's Day comes along, what do you do for your dad?
Let him rest.
I held your head when you were tired. You made a bed upon my chest. And we both have the same desire, wanting to get a little rest, trying to get a little rest. Do 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 do.
And what do you like best about your dad?
That he makes maple syrup for our whole family to eat.
And is your dad a pretty good guy?
Yeah.
You want to wish him a happy Father's Day?
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Want to give him a hug? Hi. How are you today?
Good.
Is this your grandpa with you?
Yeah.
Do you like your grandpa?
Yeah.
And is this your dad?
It sure is.
If you could tell your father anything in the world for Father's Day, what would you say?
Well, I'd probably thank him for being such a great grandpa because he helps me with these two every day.
And he's good with the kids?
Oh, yeah. Great with them.
If you could say anything you wanted to your dad on Father's Day, what would you say?
I love you, Dad. I think that just covers it all up, sums it up.
Say happy Father's Day, Dad. You're the best.
We love you.
Love you, too.
My dad passed away in 81. And if I had something to tell him, because he was such a humble man, I'd want to tell him that I'm proud of him for being so humble and a good man.
So just want to say a really big thank you, and I'm proud of you, Dad.
父亲节快乐！耶！父亲节快乐！耶！
I love you, Dad. Thanks for being around. I hope I have a lot more Father's Days to spend with you.
Thank you for your company today on Enlightening Entertainment. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News. May love and contentment fill your heart.